Let's start again. Good morning, everyone. Trying something different to see if that helped any, but wasn't sure that I was connected through to you guys. So here we are. Today's part nine of Paul's journey. We're getting close to the end of his first missionary journey, and today we're on to Derby. So we'll start with an opening word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this day. Thank you so much for this time we get to spend in your word. May I be of help, and that your Holy Spirit will flow through me, and that I'll be able to be a good ambassador of your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, Derby is a small town not far from... Let me get to the map here. The map back in for a second. You'll see it there right at the end of his journey there. There's not much there now. They actually have trouble finding it. They found some inscriptions that kind of indicate where it's at, but it's pretty much gone into antiquity. So I don't have a lot of pictures of the area. I have some of the general route, but not of... that area itself. And so I'll read a little bit. Today we're in Acts 14:20. Howbeit, as the disciples stood round about him, he rose up and came into the city, and the next day he departed with Barnabas to Derbe. And this is just after his stoning, and some want to believe that that this may be later on. He'll talk about a time when he felt like he had a vision of heaven, and some speculate this might have been that period of time when he was actually was dead, but the Lord, I don't want to use the word resurrected, because that I don't think of it that way, but like that this may be when he had his vision, is during this period of time when he was out cold, and that he got rejuvenated by the Lord to continue, and thank God he did, because he had a long ways to go. So here we are at leaving Derby. And when they had preached the gospel to that city and had taught many, they returned again to Lystra and to Iconium and to Antioch. So we know that they spent a little time in this city, and I came across a character that later he talks about. I have a feeling as he met him maybe during this trip and helped set up a church here. It's a man by the name of Gaius, and I found it kind of interesting, in Romans 16:23. He mentions him, Gaius, mine host, and of the whole church saluteth you. Aretas, the chamberlain of city, saluteth you, and Quintus, a brother. And then in Colossians, he mentions him again. Corinthians. 1 Corinthians, he mentions, I thank God that I baptized none of you, but Crispus and Gaius. And there was but there was one more reference to him. Okay, well, no, I can't find, I don't have it. I know there's a place where it says Gaius of Derby. It actually references him being of Derby. I'll have to find that reference maybe and show it to you tomorrow. I thought I wrote it down. Anyways, so there's one other place that's mentioned, and it's by John, actually, and it's in 3 John 1:1. And John is writing, and this book is about three different people that he came across. And one of them was Gaius, the elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in truth. 3 John was actually written to him. And there's a few more verses that kind of give a hint that down in verse 5, says, Beloved, thou doest faithfully whatsoever thou doest to brethren and to strangers. which have borne witness of thy charity before the church, whom if thou bring forward on their journey after a godly sort, they shall do well, because that for his name's sake they went forth taking nothing of the Gentiles. And this, I take this back to when Paul makes reference to Gaius being his host and of the whole church. It gives an indication that Gaius was probably a man who was helpful to the missionaries coming through his town, and was always able to help them with whatever they needed, housing or food or whatever. So I got kind of a hint there between Sir John and this at Gaius, but there's no direct correlation that that this Gaius is the same Gaius that was in 3 John. There's no proof of it, but it's kind of a hint at it. So I guess I found that kind of interesting. So back to Acts 14:22. And so at this point, they get ready to head back. And it just goes on to say that in the rest of the chapter here, I'll just read it. The rest of it, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in faith, and that we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. They basically go back down their route that they did on this first journey, and set up churches and appointed elders. And when they had ordained them elders in every church and had prayed with fasting, they commanded them to the Lord in whom they believed. And after they had passed throughout Pisidia, they came to Pamphylia. They went a little different route back, and when they had preached the word in Perga, they went down into Attilia. And Attilia is on the coast, but it's a different place than they started from. So they picked up one more city on their way back, but there's not much said about it, except that they established churches. And thence, at that point, when they left Attilia, they sailed back to towards Antioch of Syria. So, and then thence sailed to Antioch, from whence they had been recommended to the grace of God for the works which they fulfilled. And when they were come and had gathered the church together, they rehearsed all that God had done with them, and how he had opened the door of faith unto the Gentiles. So this pretty much seals Paul as being the apostle to the Gentiles, partially because of some of the persecution that and there they abode a long time with the disciples. So they're back in Antioch now. And I'll just there were a few pictures I found of more towards the end there of Attila. And so I'll just show you a few other pictures I found. This is that area. This one here is Antioch of Turkey, which they went back through. There's another ruins. This is Pisidia that I mentioned. And that was all I think I had. Some of the other pictures I've shown you in the past, the road again. Yeah, that's why I've already shown most of those pictures. Oh, and this is one of the pictures. Here's Perugia that I just mentioned a few minutes ago. That's Perugia again. And this is the temple ruins. Near Palladius. So that's pretty much it for this. So it's like so they will end off with a word of prayer, and we'll start looking at the second missionary journey starting tomorrow. And we'll end with a closing word of prayer. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this time we had together. And thank you so much for Paul being able to reach us Gentiles. And thank you so much for his his missionary duties, and that he was able to do so much spreading the word throughout most of Asia, which most of us are, can account, and that's how we were able to come and be part of the church. And thank you so much, Lord, for this time together. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen. So I will talk to everybody tomorrow, and we'll leave with a with my ship again as they're sailing back to Antioch. And so you all have a great day, and thanks, and talk to you later. Bye now.